In Afghanistan, a major operation is underway involving U.S. Marines, but exactly what they are doing remains unclear. This morning, a convoy of heavily armed Marines left the airport near Kandahar. Witnesses say at least three helicopters left the base there last night, carrying troops who appeared to be Marines in full combat gear. U.S. military officials say the Marines are not hunting for Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
U.S. military officials are trying to downplay the Marines' mission. Major Brad Lowell of U.S. Central Command calls it a routine intelligence gathering operation.
This is a mission that the Marines have done probably a dozen or so times before since their movement into Afghanistan.
Still, the size of this operation has drawn attention. A convoy of some 200 Marines left their Kandahar airport base this morning, accompanied by anti-Taliban fighters. Major Lowell says the Marines were outfitted in full combat gear and escorted overhead by helicopter gunships.
Anytime forces go into an area like this, they have to be prepared to meet opposition. But the Marines have not faced any opposition. No rounds have been fired, and we report no injuries at this time.
Lowell says the focus of the search is 14 locations in Helmand province, to the west of Kandahar. Authorities believe the structures were used at one time by Taliban or Al-Qaeda members and may still contain clues about Mullah Omar, Osama bin Laden, and the workings of their organizations.
We're really looking for whatever we can get our hands on. I think not to give specifics on this mission, but in the past, if you look at things that have been found in areas like this, documents, paperwork, tapes, things of that nature.
For the last 2 weeks, there have been reports that Omar himself is holed up in Helmand province in the mountains near Bagram, about 100 miles northwest of Kandahar. Prime Minister Hamid Karzai says if Omar is there, he's determined to see him arrested. A senior Defense Department official told the Reuters news service that intelligence on Omar's whereabouts has been fairly consistent, but Lowell insists Omar is not who the Marines are after.
This was a clear intelligence gathering mission, and the Marines, this wasn't a specific search mission for Mr. Omar.
Local Afghan leaders are said to have mounted their own mission to capture Omar, but there are also reports that Taliban supporters are being given time to surrender. Throughout the campaign, Afghan fighters have shown a preference for negotiation over confrontation. That raises the possibility that Omar could slip away, as he did when the Taliban surrendered Kandahar. Yesterday, an Associated Press photographer saw dozens of combat-ready troops who appear to be Marines boarding helicopters and flying off in the direction of Omar's suspected hideout. Central Command flatly denied the Marines were on the move. Major Lowell says the photographer may have been mistaken.
You got to remember the Marines continue to aggressively patrol the areas around Kandahar and Camp Rhino. They're doing intelligence gathering in those areas. They're dealing with detainees that continue to come into the Kandahar area. So clearly there's a lot of activity in the area, and that may have created some confusion.
Marines are now guarding at least 189 Taliban or Al-Qaeda detainees at Kandahar, including 25 who were handed over today by Pakistan. In other developments, representatives of a dozen nations contributing troops to an international peacekeeping force are due in Kabul tomorrow. They'll scope out the area, with the bulk of the troops arriving in mid-January. And President Bush has named Zalmay Khalilzad as his special envoy to Afghanistan. Khalilzad is a native Afghan born in Mazar-i-Sharif who now serves on the National Security Council. His appointment is meant to underscore the administration's commitment to Afghan reconstruction. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.